Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
We are going through the series of Colossians. Today our topic is the responsibilities or duties of children and parents. The Bible is so practical that it teaches us how to be a godly husband and godly wife, and also teaches us how to be a godly parents and godly children. Ultimately, the Bible teaches us how to have a godly family in our societies. As I said last Sunday, Paul speaks with special classes in church. Paul aimed to build a godly family in churches. So many times complaints will come, right? Society is not good. Society is very bad. Why society is very bad? Because the church is in that society not behaving by itself. The church is not godly, so that society is ungodly. Why church is ungodly? Church is not glorifying Christ. Because the families that are coming, that are part of the church, are not godly. Why families are not godly? Because husband is not doing his job. Wife is not doing his job. Parents, they are not doing their job. At the same time, children, they are not doing their job. There is no godly family, then there is no godly church. If there is no godly church, then there is no godly influence in that society. Did you get my point? So Paul's aim is, he wants to build the character of the family. He is focusing on godliness of families. That's why he focused, chapter 3, verse 18-19, the Christ-centered marriage. Christ-centered marriage. He gave instructions. He gave duties to husband and wives. Now he moved to children and parents, which is also most important thing. Many times we heard, parents are very good, very godly, but children are very bad. Because of children, godly parents will be humiliated, disrespected. Are you getting my point? Because of parents. Sometimes because of parents, children will be humiliated. Because they are not focusing what God wants to focus. Today we are going to look at Colossians chapter 3 verse 20 to 21. It is the aim. It is very important. God wants to build your family relationship. God wants to build your children. And also you as parents. Turn with me, Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Some of us may not like single men or children about this passage. Some parents may not like it, when you are listening these sermons, but we need to change ourselves. We need to humble ourselves so that we can build our families. That is the aim of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 3 verse 20 and 21. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things. For this is well pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children so that they will not lose heart. Very simple passage, two verses. One verse for children, one verse for parents. But very interesting, which is necessary in our families, which is necessary in our church. So we can see that he is saying, children, be obedient to your parents. That is the responsibility, duty of children in churches. And he said, verse 21, do not provoke your children so that they will not lose. So he is giving two commandments, two independents. One for children, one for parents. Do you have questions like, why my kid My teenage boy does not listen to me. Do you have that question? I want to ask children. Do you have a question? Why I should obey my parents? Why I need to obey my parents? Paul is going to answer today through scripture. God wants to help us. Again, I want to say that it is a reminder of what you have learned from parenting class. Just remind yourself again and again. You may think that I don't have children. But you have children in spiritual, right? In church. You are disciplining other people. You are teaching other young men, young women. So that is good. Even you have some lessons. You can learn from this passage. So first we look at two specific duties that we see in this text. The first duty that we see in this passage is children's duty, obey your parents. But most of the children went to Sunday school. If they will be here, that's good. But they are very small. They are not able to understand, some of kids, especially Rhea, Hannah. They are not able to get, but older kids can able to understand. But anyway, parents, you need to teach them their responsibilities. I can see some single men here. This is for you only. Obey your parents. That is children's duty. Because it says, verse 20, be obedient to your parents. One pastor says that. Run away from a girl who disobeys her parents. Don't dream that she will obey you after marriage if she is not obeying her parents. It applies to even single men. Run away from single men who does not obey his parents. Amen. Why? He does not listen to the Lord after marriage. He doesn't want to love you. If you are running after single men, single women who are not obeying their parents, they are rebellious. They are not suitable for you. It is so godly counseling, right? Please look at, don't look at the beauty, or don't look at money, or don't look at luxury. Look at single men, single women, those who are obeying their parents, those who are humble, those who honor their parents. This is also a tip for parents to search, to see whether that girl, that man is obedient or not. But very interesting. Here we see two things that children should know to obey their parents. The first thing is the right definition of obedience. You should know. Some days we think, some of us think, obedience is something like, whenever I like, I obey. Otherwise, I don't want to obey to my parents. But you need to know the right definition. Look at, he says, be obedient to your parents. The meaning of the verb, be obedient, is to follow instructions. Be subjected to listening a command from your parents. To obey is to follow instructions of parents absolutely. It is not like, it is a command. It is a command. Children obey their parents when they are in happy mood. Is it okay to say? When they are in happy mood, they obey. Yeah, mom, I can listen to you. I can do these things. When they are in sad mood, they don't want to obey. But Paul is saying something else. It is a command. You need to cultivate this towards your parents. Because God has given them in your life. God has decided to keep them in your life. That's why you need to obey them. The verb be obedient is a command. The idea is children must obey them continually, continually. They must train themselves in it. Obedience should be like how the wind and the sea obeyed Jesus. The same word used Mark chapter 4, verse 41. If you see Mark chapter 4, verse 39, you know that background, right? They are going through suffering. Wind is coming. They are going to destroy it. They are going to die. That time, disciples asked, Jesus, why are you sleeping? We are going to die. We are going to perish. So you know that context, right? Mark chapter 4 verse 39. Jesus, he got up and rebuked the wind, said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. Verse 41, listen children. Verse 41, they became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey him?" The same word used here, obey him. The total submission to the Lord, immediate submission to the Lord, that is the idea of submission, obedience towards your parents. Let me ask you one thing, children, our single men, those who are sitting here. Do you have immediate submission, immediate obedience towards your parents? Do you have total submission to your parents? That's what Paul is asking you to do. That's what God is expecting you to do. Not expecting, he is commanding. You need to submit. You need to obey your parents totally, immediately. Look at the phrase in verse 20. In all things. You need to know that the right definition of obedience. In all things. Sometimes children, if I like, I obey. Other things I don't want to obey. But look at very carefully. I'm not saying in all things, be obedient to your parents. This refers to total obedience to parents. It refers to obedience in practical life. The idea is in every area of life, you need to listen to them. The idea is in all things, up to all things, you need to listen to your parents. Not when you like it. In all things does not mean, listen very carefully, in all things does not mean to submit them, to obey them outside of holiness and outside of godliness. Sometimes even your parents may say to you to do something which is against Bible. Maybe immature Christians, maybe unbelieving Christians, they may say to you something which is against God. That time you can say no. No daddy, no mommy, I cannot do that. You have freedom in that case. Otherwise, if they are not saying, if they are not motivating you to do sin, you need to listen to them. You need to listen to them. Let me say something. If you think about practical life, how do you respond if your mother says, "Don't eat ice cream"? Then you say, "Where is in the Bible?" Then another thing, 18 years boy, he is major, he can ask like bikes, sports bike, BMW, 1000 RRR, Indian Roadmaster, Honda CBR 1000. 1000 cc means the car has that capacity, engine capacity. Those kind of bikes, a person asks, a single man asks. Then daddy said, mommy said, no. Then where is in the Bible? Maybe single girl, she may ask, she is like 14, 15, 18. She is asking expensive phone, like 50,000, iPhone, 60,000, 1 lakh. Daddy said, mommy said, no. Where is in the Bible? These things will come, right? Using those things are not sinful, but if your daddy said, if your mommy said, you should not use that. You need to listen. Don't say, where is in the Bible? Because Paul himself is saying here, you need to obey your parents in all things, in every practical things, because they know better than you. You think you know everything. Why I'm saying this? I was like that. I think I know everything. You don't know. You know nothing about your practical life. Please understand. Please understand. Whenever your parent says that, baby, it is not for you, please listen. You need to obey. Single men are laughing. They give wisdom all of your life. Your parents give wisdom all of your life. You did not go through all things they went through. They have experience. They failed many areas. So they don't want to fail again in those areas. They will help you. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 1 and 2 says, "Hear, O sons, the instructions of your father. Give attention that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction." Godly parents, they know godly wisdom. They know God's wisdom. They can give you. Please listen to them in all things. Other examples like take a bath, make bed ready, do homework, get ready for the church on time. Don't have friendship with particular persons. Don't watch movies with those persons. Don't say that where is in the Bible these things. You need to listen to them. You need to listen to them. Those things are not sin. Those things are not sin. Those things are practical life. Ultimately, it is connected to godliness. Coming to church on time is, that is godliness, right? That is not sin. You need to get ready. You need to do homework. You need to listen to them. You can say that. Are, why I should listen to them? You are forcing me, Vijay. Then I can tell you one thing. I can give you the great example. A child who submitted, who obeyed their parents. That child is not a man only. That child is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who owns universe. Who has glory by himself. Who is God by himself. Became man. But he became child. He became baby boy. He submitted to their parents. Luke chapter 2 verse 51. Luke chapter 2. Please, single men, please read. Luke chapter 2 verse 51. "And he went down with them, came to Nazareth. He continued to in subjection to them." Who is this person? Single men, please answer.
Jesus
Christ. He himself submitted to God. Do you think you are more than him? Do you think you are more powerful than him? Do you think you are so important than him? He himself gave example. So you are saying that it is very difficult to listen, my mommy, daddy, but Jesus, see, I am telling you to do these things, but I have done that thing. I am not telling which I did not do. I am giving the instructions which I have done already in my life. That's what Jesus' example. Did you get your point? Right definition. You need to obey immediately. You need to obey your parents totally.
Amen.
Second thing that children should know to obey their parents is the right motivation for obedience, which I have told already before. That Jesus Christ is motivation to obey your parents. But here, Paul is giving specific motivation, the right motivation for obedience. Look at verse 20. "Children, be obedient to your parents in all things. For it refers to reason. It refers to motivation. You need to do this because, for this reason, for this motivation. What is that? This is well-pleasing to the Lord. This is well-pleasing to the Lord. Why must the children obey their parents? Honor them. Why it is more important to obey and honor parents? Because motivation is here. It is pleasing to the Lord. It is pleasing to the Lord. The idea is pleasing, acceptable to the Lord. It gives satisfaction to the Lord. See, while you are submitting, while you are obeying your parents, what happens? You are satisfying the Lord. You are pleasing the Lord. You are glorifying the Lord. Whenever you obey, whether it is small things or big things. Hey baby, bring that toy here. That person went, "My child, you go and clean that small dirty thing." You went and did that one. So that is pleasing to the Lord. Whenever you obey, you are pleasing the Lord. You are glorifying the Lord. There is a great motivation behind this. Lord loves you. Lord will be glorified through your obedience. That's what Paul is motivating. But no, first of all, you should know the Lord, right? If you want to honor Him, if you want to please Him, you should know who He is. If you understand what Lord has done for your life, He died on the cross. He saved you from your sins. If you got that point, you need to please Him. One of the ways that you can please Him is obeying your parents. Obeying your parents. Actually, it is good for you. Not only that, I have collected other motivations from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. This is right. This is right. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is right. The meaning of the word right in Greek is obligatory because of certain requirements of justice. Fairness. This is not an unrighteous thing. It is a righteous thing. This is God's requirement of justice. Do you know? God is saying, whenever you obey your parents, that is righteousness. That is just. That is fair. That's what He is saying. Do you know how Jesus gave His righteousness to us? By obeying God the Father, right? By obedience, through obedience, He gained righteousness to apply to us. He doesn't need righteousness. He Himself is righteous person. To give you righteousness, He obeyed God the Father to make you righteous. But here, as a Christian, as a single man, as a children, you should practice righteousness. When you obey, that is, you are practicing your righteousness. When you obey, you are pleasing the Lord. When you obey, you are practicing righteousness for the Lord. Again, that does not save you, that righteousness. But no, because you are saved, you are doing good things. The third motivation, this brings God's earthly blessings. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 3. These are motivations. I want to motivate you children, single men and brothers and sisters. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, chapter 6 verse 3 says, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Obeying parents is the blessing. God added a promise of blessing for those who obey this command. Believer who obeys and honors his parents can know that his lifetime will be full measure God intends. Rather than cut short like Ananias, Sapphira and certain members of the church at Corinth. Do you know those cross references? 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 30. For this reason many among you are weak, sick, and number sleep. God is humbly saying, God is killing some of church members. God is taking away life of children because they are so rebellious. So if you want to live the full measure of life that God intended for you, you need to honor. This is earthly bliss that God has given. And also it refers to the quality of life you live on the earth. You may say that. Children, you may say that. My parents are not good. I can see their sins. How can I obey them? They are not perfect, no? How can I obey them? Even though they are imperfect. Even though, see, no one is perfect. You know their sins. But you need to respond in another way. You need to talk with your parents, with Bible, humbly. Daddy, mommy, you are against Bible. Please change. You can request your dad and mom. They can listen to you. Or if they are not listening to you, please pray for them. It does not cause you, it should not be a reason to disobey your parents. Because they are not God. They are human beings. They have a sinful nature. You need to pray for them. You need to talk with them gently, humbly. At the same time, don't make it an excuse to disobey your parents. Because God has commanded. Even though you have unbelieving parents, I hope no one is here. Maybe if you have, even though they are unbelieving parents, you need to listen to them. Everything except sins which they wanted to do. Right? You got my point? If they speak, if they command anything which is against Bible, you don't listen to those words, remaining you need to listen. That is good. Read instructions of parents in Proverbs. Please read the book of Proverbs. This book was written for young men. Most probably. More than 25 times. Parents says, Solomon says, my son, listen to my words. Give attention to my saying. Don't neglect the teaching of your mother. Listen, listen, listen. More than 25 times he says, my son. That means my daughter also. It includes. Because that is important. That is important. So are you willing to obey? Did you got my point? Do you know right definition of obedience? Did you get the right motivation? It is pleasing to the Lord. Can you repeat with me? It is pleasing to the Lord. This is right. This brings God's earthly blessings. You don't want these blessings? You don't want to please the Lord? Then you don't want to obey your parents. If you want to please the Lord, please obey them. Now I want to move on. Otherwise, complaints will come. You are focusing on children only more. So we move on. Those who have more responsibility. The second duty that we see. Parents' duty. Don't provoke your children. First we have seen children duty. Now they are very happy. Yeah, now Vijay is going to target my parents. I am not targeting. The word of God is saying to them. So listen, the parents' duty. Don't provoke your children. Verse 21, fathers, do not provoke your children so that they will not lose heart. Fathers refers here to parents. The Greek word used for fathers in this text can be used to refer both the male and female parent. Don't think that it is only for fathers. It is also for mothers. Both parents has responsibility. Both parents has duty towards their children. Even they themselves should know two things. First thing, they should know the definition of provoking. Most of the time we don't know the definition of provoking, so we provoke. Even though you don't know, even that itself is provoking. You should know that. The meaning of the verb provoke is irritating, causing your children to get angry. Did you see any time your children are getting angry? Maybe because you are irritating them. That's what Paul is saying here. You are irritating with your behavior, so they are getting angry with you. The idea is Paul commands parents, do not cause your children to become angry. Don't cause someone, your children, to react in a way that suggests accepting of challenge. Don't provoke your children, mostly in a bad sense, irritate, embitter. Children are getting angry, that means somehow you are irritating them. You are causing them to get angry. You should not blame always because they are sinful people, because they have sinful nature, they are getting angry. No, because of your sinful nature also, they are getting angry. They are getting angry. That's what Paul is saying. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Fathers, parents, mommy, daddy, do not provoke your children to anger. Think about any time your children are getting angry. Maybe because of you are doing sin against them. The ways that parents provoke their children, I have collected some list by reading some books or by myself. I have given you 7 ways that we can irritate our children. This sermon is so practical. Because it is simple verse, but we need to understand. Please take photos, write it, keep, fix on the wall. So that you may not irritate. So that you may not cause your children to provoke. These things are not, everything is not from me. I collected, I read some books from godly men. So I am giving you so that you may not provoke your children. The first one is by using the rod in the wrong way. Using wrong rod is okay, right or wrong? It's right. You need to use rod. You need to discipline them. That is right. That is biblical. But using the rod in the wrong way. But what are the wrong ways that we use rod? Beating them with angry. Disciplining them with frustration. Taking revenge. No, I told you that time to bring that thing. You did not bring. So you have that bitterness in your heart. So next day, after 1 hour, that child has done something wrong. So you have that revenge in your heart. So you are mixing two things and beating your children. So you are taking revenge. Taking revenge. You should not beat your children with anger. With anger. Child abuse is not biblical. Not what it means to use the rod. You got my point? You need to use rod gently. You need to use without anger, without frustration. You need to use. Especially it connects to little children. Little children. Because older kids, we cannot use stick, right? We need to use our words after they became like teenagers. The one thing you need to remember, parents, those who have little kids, you provoke them. If they get angry again you will scold them, beat them. It is not right. You provoke them because of your sinful nature. They get angry, again you will beat them. They are frustrated. They are getting angry. They are doing sin because of your sin. So another one is showing favoritism. Do you have two children? It is only for you. If you have only one children, no problem. If you have more than one children, it is for you. Showing favoritism. Don't show partiality toward one child. One of the most damning sins a father, a mother can commit against his children is favoritism. Do we have idea of this one in our country? The parents like firstborn baby. Do you agree with me? Mostly unbelievers, unbelieving parents or believing parents, they like firstborn baby because they have so much love towards each other. First baby has come, so they love firstborn baby. They don't want to love secondborn baby. By the way, I am secondborn baby. Because now somehow there is a culture more love towards first person, right? Don't do that. Don't show partiality. Don't show favoritism. But we know that there are sometimes we need to spend more time with some kids because that person is not doing. Some needs more encouragement. Some needs more time, your time. You have to do it. But you should not have one person over another person. This was a sin of Isaac who favored Esau more than Jacob. Did you get that point? What happened? What was the result of that? Esau hated Jacob, right? He wants to kill Jacob because Isaac gave everything to, right? After that, what happened? So what was the result? Even Jacob committed the same sin as his father Isaac. Jacob favored Joseph over his brothers. What happened? They want to kill Joseph. See, you are dividing your children because of your favoritism. They will be divided. They will hate each other because you are loving only one person. It is only connected to parents who has two children, including me. How much discouragement will children get if they know that they are less favored, less loved compared to others? Both children born to came from your womb, right? Remember that. Do you know that you can divide your children? Don't do that. The another one, being inconsistent. Sometimes, you are giving so many rules. One time you say one rule, if that child do, you appreciate. the same rule the child do next time, you scold. Are children are confused. Are before daddy said to do that one, mommy said to do that one, again they are saying it is wrong. Don't confuse your children. You should have fallacies. You should have right things. You should have consistency. Not only that, don't forget the promise you have made for them. Don't forget. You may forget, but they won't forget for many years, many years. For example, I can say a trip to Ooty. Anyway, we are in Goa. I cannot say that. Are going to, taking to restaurant, buying toys, buying clothes, and other things. You made a promise to children, but they remember. But if you are not fulfilling that promise, they will get angry. This person, mommy, daddy, they are unfaithful. They are not loving me. They are giving just promise. They are not fulfilling. These are the things you need to cultivate. We need to cultivate. The another one, being over strict. That person said, Ken, the godly man, he says that children are like wet soap. When you are taking bath, you have wet soap, right? You hold it very smoothly. If you are pressing very hardly, you know, what will happen? It will fall down. Then if you are very casual, no, again it will fall down. So you need to hold your children very carefully, very carefully. Don't press very strongly, he will fall down. He will be rebellious against you. That's what that person said. I have learned from him. He says that, hold their lives, parents listen, hold their lives with God's pressure to mold it with his love. Then we need to say no to many things to our children, but we listen, parents, we need to say yes to our children. We need to say no's so that we can use right time for most important time. Don't say every time no, 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 no. What will happen if main important things will come? That time they won't listen. Because mommy, daddy always no, no, no. They are over strict. Over strict. But interestingly, it is for pastors itself. He says that most of the pastors' children are rebellious. Most of the pastors' children are rebellious because parents, pastor, or wife of pastor, are putting more rules and regulations according to church members' expectations. Because what? My church members will think. If they see this person is doing these things, by thinking that, to fulfill expectations of the church, pastors' children are seized. They are passing so many strict rules and regulations, they will be rebellious against them. Even I should be careful. Even you should be careful. Are you very, very strict with your children? Please think about it. The another one is being critical. Says, for example, he got 90 marks. Then parents, mommy, daddy saying, it's okay, do better next time. You got my point? So critical, even though that boy, that girl got 90%, but you are saying, it's okay, do better next time. That heart will break, yeah. Are I work hard, I got 90 marks, again you are saying, it's okay. How it is okay? 90 marks, go and write. Go and write, you know that. Even that person got pass mark, why you are scolding him? Why you are so critical? These ways we can provoke our children. That person will hate you. Even you know so-called colleges and Narayana, Chaitanya, so-called colleges, that they force children. You are not like those college principal or lecturers. They are not parents. They want their fame, their name. Don't critical. Don't criticize. The other thing is telling things that you don't do. Children are very happy. I am focusing more time with them. Don't telling things that you don't do. It makes them to get angry. You won't do that. For example, I can say, a baby, you go to Sunday school, but this person doesn't come to Sunday. Go with mommy. He hates you. Are you are not coming. You are telling to go to Sunday school with mom. Or you are not coming. You are telling to go with dad to Sunday school. Just I am giving example. You can put many things. Telling things which you don't do. They will get angry. Another thing is treating your spouse in an unbiblical way. 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 30 says, then Saul's anger burned against Jonathan, and he said to him, "You son of perverse, rebellious woman." 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 30. The wrong way we can... 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 30. Saul's anger. It is basically simple like this. Listen, parents. Saul angry with Jonathan. Why? David and Jonathan are friends, right? How he is speaking? Listen, he speaks like this. "You son of perverse, rebellious woman. Do I not know that you are choosing the son of Jesse to your own shame, to the shame of your mother's nakedness?" He is using dirty language against his wife with his son. So don't disrespect your spouse. Even wives, even mommy also, you should not disrespect their dad. Dad should not disrespect their mom. They are watching everything. They are looking everything. They will be irritated. That's why, you know, Titus chapter 1 verse 6, it is a qualification for pastor. He says, namely, if any man is above reproach, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, not accused of dissipation or rebellion. Why they are rebellious? Because these things, or stickiness, irritating them, provoking them through your sinful nature. Even pastors' children are rebellious against church, rebellious against God because of sinful nature of pastor. Because his expectation, he is fulfilling expectations of church members. That is not right. Even somebody come you, your child is doing this one in Sunday school. Be patient. Child cannot change immediately. You should have patience. You should not expect that range. Because why think, no? People are thinking about children. You will make more over strict. You make them to follow many things. Then they will hate you. They will hate Sunday school. They will hate God himself. Parents should be very careful. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4, he says, he must be one who manages his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. It is not only for pastors. It is not only for so-called members in the church. Everybody has to manage. Everybody has to love their children. The second thing that you should know is the aim behind not provoking. Why you are not provoking? Paul is giving aim. Look at verse 21. Fathers, do not provoke your children so that they will not lose heart. Look at the word "so that." So that refers to a goal, aim of action. Why you need to do this one? Why you should not irritate your children? You have a goal. You have an aim. That is, your children should not lose their heart. They are very sensitive. Even you are sensitive. You are very sensitive. Can I give you some example? If one family call one family, "Are they are not calling me?" Did you feel like that? Even elders, so-called elders, those who are mature, we feel for those things, right? If somebody hurts us indirectly. But what about, they are very sensitive. So that they may not lose their heart. It is most important thing. The idea is losing heart is to become disheartened. To extend of losing motivation. Discouraged. Downhearted. That is the idea. when you are provoking your children, when you are irritating your children, they will be broken. They lose their heart. The goal should be to encourage them, not to discourage them. What are the ways that you can encourage them instead of provoking them? You can see Paul answers what to do. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. You can encourage them instead of provoking them. Ephesians 6 verse 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. When you do discipline in proper way, when you do instruction, you can bring them back. Gentle way, humble way, because you love them, you care for them, you are working hard day and night to pay their school fees, right? You are working so much, but you are not thinking about their spirituality. You are not thinking about their soul. Please encourage them through the word of God. Speak with them kindly. Love them. But don't forget to use rod. Don't forget to use rod. But you need to use the rod in proper way. Proper way. Then no problem. What happens? You know, sometimes parents are very careless. Sometimes fathers, parents, they are so loving their children. They won't teach. They won't discipline. What happens if you won't discipline them? What happens? 1 Samuel 8 verse 1 to 3. It came about when Samuel was old that he appointed his son judges over Israel. Now the name of his first Joel was Joel, not our Joel, another Joel. The name of his second son, Abijah, they were judging in Beersheba. His sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, perverted justice. Samuel, the prophet, great prophet, who anointed King David, right? His sons are rebellious. His sons are very bad. If you are so loving your children in wrong way, if you are not teaching them, if you are not disciplining them, even pastors' children become most worst kind of people in society, not only in the church. Not only that, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 to 17, the sons of Eli were worthless men. The sin of them was very great before the Lord. So you should not irritate. Don't lose intention. See, please listen. You should not irritate them. At the same time, you need to discipline them. You need to give your instructions. If you are not doing that, again, they will become rebellious. They will hate God. The best example is sons of Eli. Do you know what happened? When people are coming to offer sacrifices, before offering sacrifices, one gunda is coming from these men. One gunda is coming asking, before you sacrifice, give me meat. Best meat you give, my master has to fry. He has to make barbecue before you sacrifice to the Lord. See what happened? No, God hated that act. They became very rebellious because they are not teaching them. They are not disciplining them. So what I am saying is, you need to have balance. You need to have balance. Don't irritate them by seeing all those ways. But don't forget, you have a responsibility to teach them, to discipline them. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in a way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Do you believe these words? You Christians, parents, do you believe these words? Do it. Train them. They will not depart from those words. Even though that person will go away from God, because you are teaching him, teaching her the word of God, one day, she will be convicted. That person will come to the Lord. They know the Lord because of your hard work. Do you know Augustine's mother? How much bad person he was. Because of his mother, what happened? He came to the Lord. God used parents in many cases. God saved many children through their parents only most, not through preaching. It happened many times, but through parents, it is very effective. Do it. I want to say to parents, have a kind heart, compassionate heart toward your kids, especially when they are weak. When they are weak. A quote from a godly man. He says like this, You treat your fellow man on the level. But when you are home with the wife and kids, are you mean as the devil? It applies to wife also. I can say like this. You treat your fellow women on the level. But when you are home with your husband and kids, are you mean as devil? Look at another quote. Your kids know. They know it. That's why they are being irritated by you. You are so angel to all church members. Ah, such a person. But your children are hating you because of your attitude, because of your irritation. What about the people, those who have no children? When you are disciplining somebody else, please follow these rules. Don't irritate them while you are teaching them. Even though they are not your own kids, but while you are teaching them, if you are irritating them, they don't want to listen to you. They will hate you. They will run away from you. If you call them, they won't lift your call. Because you are irritating. It is for everybody else. It is everybody else. Behave yourself. How you behave in society, behave yourself also in home. Because your kids knows. They observe everything. God may help us to shepherd our children for His glory. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before You. Thank You, Lord, for Your word. Thank You, Lord, for giving wisdom to us to build our families in godly way. Lord, give us our children to listen to Your word, to listen to their parents. And also we parents, help us, Lord. Give more grace and mercy to us so that we can shepherd a weak heart, a sinful heart, whom we love, whom we work day and night, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord. Our children should not be rebellious in society, in church. Lord, save them, Lord. Lord, give wisdom to parents for Your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.